Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Dear Dhamma friends, today I have two kids with me. Today they came to the monastery to offer dana with their with their mother. So we decided to ask these children how they got prepared to offer dana, and what are the things that they did, how did they contribute for this dana, and how they feel after offering dana, and what they learn when they came to offer dana. So I have two kids here. They are both brothers. So I have Bihan and Pehan. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya, sir.
Saputa, after how many days you came to offer dana?
After about 2 weeks, Swami Nahan, sir.
After about 2 weeks. So do you remember what did you offer before 2 weeks?
We offered some rice.
Uh-huh.
And then soup.
Soup. So what was the most the dish that you wanted to offer to the Sangha?
The paneer curry.
Oh, you like paneer curry?
Yes.
Okay. Buddha said, Putta, we should always offer the things that we like. Because what is hard to give? The things that we like or the things that others like?
The things that we like.
We like. So that's the younger brother said. How about the elder brother? Yeah. In between, did you come to the monastery?
No, Swami Nahan, I gave my brother last time.
And then what did you do in the monastery?
Sainans, I think last time we came to do double dana.
Uh-huh.
We joined together with a few families, Sainans, and we made biryani.
Wow, that's great. So the wonderful thing that I heard from you, you got together with few families. So that's another good quality. Buddha said, when you offer something to a group of people or to someone, by getting together with a lot of people.
In our next birth, we will have a lot of friends as well as wealth.
Very good. So, dear Dhamma friends, see how children have developed their lives and mind. So that's because of associating whom children? What do you think?
Noble friends.
Noble friends. Who are the noble friends?
We associate with monks, my answer.
The Buddhist monks.
And we also associate with other families who want to give dana.
Very good.
They have very good intentions.
Sadhu, sadhu, putta. So when you associate other families who have good qualities, it's easy for you to do good qualities, right?
Yeah, my son answer.
So what do you think, putta? If you associate with families who have bad qualities, children with bad qualities, what would happen to you all?
We'll also have bad qualities, so I answer.
Yeah, it's easy to decline. Very good, Putta. We are so happy to hear these things, Putta. And I think the listeners also will be very happy to hear these things. So, Putta, now today you came to offer dana after 2 weeks. And if you don't mind, before that, would you like to tell something special that you have done, something wholesome that you have done in between these 2 weeks?
Swami Nahan, so yesterday we helped our mom made the mutukude, and I helped them. I helped fixing the Dhamma chakras onto it.
Very good. So this mutukude, why did you made a mutukude to offer to wear?
We are gonna do a Kanchaka puja and Anuradha for her.
That's at Ruwanali Mahastupa.
Yes.
So you are going to offer a beautiful Kanchaka, something like a robe to the Supreme Buddha.
Yeah, my son.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So now, dear Dhamma friends, see how these children spending their days at home, gaining merit. All these benefits they get because of associating noble friends and having good parents who practice Dhamma. So these families, they live happily. Why? When the mother thinks of doing a wholesome deed, it's easy for the mother. Why? The children also delight in that wholesome deed. Then if your father also delight in wholesome deeds, it's easy for your mother. So children, you are very fortunate to have such parents. So you have gained, you have accumulated a great merit. So what do you think about today's dana? What made you happy in today's dana? Is there any special moment or any incident that made you happy?
I was happy because all the Swami Vansas had all the food.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So how do you feel when monks don't take your dish?
Yeah, to make it better.
So like, you know, now sometimes you bring a dish, then you serve one dish in the first, now you go two rounds, right? Two or three rounds. In the first round, whatever you take, they don't take. Then in the second round also they don't take. Then how do you feel? Or how do you just feel?
I felt that it was not that good and we needed something to make it way better.
So that's how you think. So you came to a conclusion that we should make something else and be happy. And then Puta, like, can't you think if they are not taking that, then you can think at least I have made it and brought this for this Mahasangha, and at least I can make something that they really like in next time. So how can you overcome the sadness when they don't take?
Sanan, so we can always remember that we've offered this food to our Supreme Buddha. As well as to the Mahasangha, even though all the Swayanansas might have not taken any one particular dish, there might have been other dishes that the Swayanansas might have accepted. We should always think about what the Swayanansas have accepted instead of what they have not accepted.
Sadhu, great children. So from where do you learn these things?
Swayanansas, we have learned this by associating with monks, by learning Dhamma from them.
So, do you go for any programs?
Yeah, my son and son. So we come for the poetry program as well as the Sunday morning teachings.
Very good. So for how long you have been going for these programs?
We have come for the poetry program for at least 2.5 years now, two and a half or 3 years.
If you wouldn't have gone to these programs for 2.5 years, what do you think? What would have happened to you all?
Son, so we would have declined in life. We would have not have any qualities by now.
So. Didn't this dhamma help you in education to remember things and to learn things, you know, and organize things at home? Haven't it helped you?
Yeah, my Swayanansa, sometimes by learning Dhamma Swayanansa, especially when it comes to studies, it's been really beneficial. For example, Swayanansa, if we get something like a bad mark, the Dhamma has always taught us to be happy because marks and those things are only for this life, they're not for the next life. And as a result, we've always learned to be happy. And we don't get angry at others, we don't get jealous when other people get higher marks than us. We've developed mudita, thanks to Dhamma, by practicing.
Buddha, what is mudita?
Not getting jealous.
Oh, that's great. From where did you learn about mudita? From mathematics?
No, it's not an answer. Mudita is one of the four qualities of parents and Brahmas.
Very good, so, very good. Sadhu, sadhu. Do you have any idea, like, how have Dhamma helped you?
I think Dhamma has helped me to be happy with what I have.
Uh-huh.
And to make sure I don't get angry at for small things. Uh-huh. And to make sure that I should always be happy.
Uh-huh. You need to practice. So, Puta, you know, now Buddha preached and... I think Arahant Sariputta has also said that if someone is showing a mistake, if someone is showing you a fault, it's like showing a treasure. It's like what? Showing a
treasure.
Treasure. Now, when someone shows you a treasure, afterwards you can take that treasure and sell that and live happily, right? And you can eat well, you can dress well, you can have houses. But those things you have to leave it and go one day, right? But you know, even when someone scolds you, when someone corrects you, it could be in a pleasant way or it could be in a harsh way, but yet, you know, it's like showing a treasure. So when you recall that idea, when you recall that instructions of the Buddha, will you get angry? If you think that when somebody is correcting you, if you all of a sudden, if you can recall yourself that, oh, someone is showing me a treasure, this treasure is not just something that can be taken away from our life. This treasure ends with Nibbana, these advices. So if you can recall that advice, will you get angry with the monks?
No, Swami, no answer.
Even with your teachers?
No, Swami.
Even with your parents?
No, Swami.
Even with your brother who's next to you?
No, Swami.
So next time, can you recall that he is showing me a treasure?
Ehemai Swami.
Very good, Puta. Very good. So, Yossi, you used a nice word, that is Ehemai Swami Nasa. Even though we speak in English, Puta, we do these programs in English because, you know, now there are children who are in overseas and also, you know, like we are working with other countries, then we need to communicate with them. So, we need to have a knowledge. And there are people out there in other countries who learn Buddhism in English. So, for them, this will be very useful. So, Puta, then... How did you spend yesterday? How did you contribute for this dana yesterday? How did you help your mother yesterday?
We bought the supplies needed to make it.
Who went to the shop?
Me and my mother.
You and your mother. Didn't your brother go?
He had a class.
So her brother could have rejoiced in that, right? So weren't you able to, like the other one who were not able to go to the shop, didn't you have time to help your mother at home before cooking or in any other way that you were able to help?
I helped my mother early morning when we arrived at the monastery, saw an answer. I helped to offer the Buddha Puja. I cleaned the spoons, I wiped the spoons, and I helped to offer the Bodhi Puja. And also last night, whenever my mother's preparing dana, I always tell her to remember the qualities of the Mahasangha.
Very good. So you have to remind your mother.
I always tell her to chant Subhadipanna.
Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu. Whenever she's preparing dana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. A great opportunity, Putta. Now, Putta, did I tell you to get prepared for this Dhamma discussion before you came?
No, sir.
I didn't tell you, right? But I trained you all for 2.5 years, right? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, dear listeners, so these are the benefits when you teach your children the Buddha's teachings. So it's a blessing for our country. It's a blessing for the entire world. I think these children are protected by the devas as well. So, and today's dana, so you offered to the Mahasangha.
Amen.
And you learned Dhamma. What did you learn after offering dana? Like, when you come to this monastery, how is this dana thing happening? Like, what's the procedure? Like, you come to the monastery, and then how does this session over? Like, you come around 5 o'clock, or like you come here to the monastery about 6 a.m., and from 6 a.m. until you go home, what are the things that happens in the monastery? What are the activities?
First, Swaminwansa, you have to prepare the Buddha Puja.
Very good.
And then you would offer the first half to the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And then then after that, you would say the Imangbikkangatha for the Swaminwansa to accept your offerings.
Imangbikkangatha is? The brother can explain it, yeah. Just tell that part.
Imangbikkangatha is what we chant before we offer it to the Swaminwansa. It helps. It is used to offer the dana to the Mahasangha.
Yeah. So, Imangbikkangatha, the monks tell you to chant that. The monks tell you to recite that just to make yourself to offer it to Mahasangha. Just to think yourself that you're offering this to Mahasangha. Anaputa, continue it.
And then you would offer the dana to the Swaminwansas, thinking of the arahants that have lived in the past.
Very good.
And then after you offer the dana, you have to sit down and the Swaminwansa will give will preach a bana.
Very good. So what did you learn today?
We learned about the power of merits.
Yes.
And about the Noble Eightfold Path.
So what's the speciality of the Noble Eightfold Path?
The Noble Eightfold Path helps us to attain Nibbana, Swaminansa.
And one thing you learn, Putta, something special. There's something can be abandoned, can be eradicated by the help of Noble Eightfold Path.
All our past karma, Swaminansa.
Very good.
Our bad karma.
All the past karma can be?
Eradicated.
So now you have offered dana. And after offering dana, what do you do, Putta?
After we offer the dana, Swaminansa, we must always rejoice in the merit that we've collected. We must always recall it.
Very good. And physically, what do you do in the monastery?
Normally, Swaminansa, after we offer dana, we like to clean the monastery.
Yeah.
And today also, again at 2 o'clock, we're coming to clean the monastery.
Very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And before you leave the monastery, what do you do usually?
Before we leave the monastery, Swaminansa, we worship the Buddha,
sadhu, sadhu.
Dhamma and Sangha.
Sadhu, sadhu. So who trained you to worship the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha just after you come to the monastery and before you leave the monastery? Was it your mother?
No, Swaminansa. You told us in previous programs.
Yeah.
To do
so. I have punished sometimes, right?
Yes, Swaminansa.
Have I made you kneel down before?
No.
So today we had a great discussion with these two kids. So dear Dhamma friends, dear parents, hope you could bring your children for this Dhamma program. We conduct a Saturday Dhamma school weekly. On every Saturday, there's a Dhamma school for these children at Kote in our monk's residence. So every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Saturday Dhamma school is conducted. So the people who are living in heart of Colombo, if they are unable and difficult and they have difficulties coming to Kotte, they can come for the programs conducted at Bambalapitiya on every first and third Sunday at Bambalapitiya at FR Auditorium from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So you can bring your kids to those programs. And we have adult programs every Sunday at Kotte from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And every second and fourth Sunday at Bambalapitiya, there's an adult program at 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And that is also at FR Auditorium. And also for the people who are working, just after work, after you work, we have organized a new program that is at Bambalapitiya at Metaramaya Temple. So you can come on every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. to Metaramaya Temple at Loris Road to take part in a meditation session that is for 1.5 hours. So we warmly invite you to come for these programs and develop your life with wholesome deeds. So children, is there anything else for you to tell to the audience? So shouldn't you be grateful to your mother and father?
Yeah, my son, sir.
And who is our teacher, Puta?
Our teacher is Venerable Kiribhagavada Jnanananda Mahathero.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Hope to see you again in after another session, in a future session, to do another Dhamma discussion. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu.